Nothing But the Truth podcast with Honest John.
Hi, everybody. Honest John here. People who are refusing to get the COVID vaccine keep talking about it's their personal choice. They're wrong. A personal choice is something that affects you and you alone. For example, what religion or non-religion you embrace has no impact on my life. It only becomes a concern to me if you try to impose your religious values on me, and then we're going to have a big problem. But aside from that, whatever church you go to has no impact on me. That's not the case with refusing to get vaccinated. Here is the fact. You will either get the vaccine or you will get the COVID. And if you get the COVID, you will spread it. The best outcome is if you get a very serious case, because then you'll spread it to fewer people because you'll be in the hospital. But many cases of COVID are not that serious, and some are even asymptomatic. And those people will spread the disease to a lot more people. And the more people that get infected with COVID, the more opportunities there are for the disease to mutate and create new strains, some of which might become resistant to the vaccines. And also, some of the people that get infected will get seriously ill, and some of them will die. So if you aren't getting vaccinated, there is a potential impact on lots of people. We're seeing that happening in states that have low rates of vaccination. Their hospitals are overflowing with unvaccinated people. So there is no doubt that it's the unvaccinated that are spreading the virus. And not only are they spreading it, they are taking up space in the hospital to the point that the hospitals can't accept patients who are suffering from other non-COVID related illnesses or conditions. And if you get in an accident and get injured, you might have to wait for hours to get treatment if you get it at all. They're also having a big effect on the economy of the states that they live in, which also affects the national economy. Those of us who have been vaccinated are trying to get back to normal, but we can't because of the people who are refusing to get vaccinated. So it's not a personal choice. It affects their family, friends, and the entire community. So even though we can't force them to get the vaccine, that doesn't mean that we have to accept their choice or accommodate to it. We should take whatever steps necessary to protect ourselves from their ignorance and stupidity. That means that employers should not allow anyone to enter their workspace without proof of vaccination. And the same goes for bars, restaurants, stores, other public places, including sporting venues and performance spaces. Now, if they can find a job working from home, that's fine. But employees should be able to trust that the person sitting at the next desk is not going to infect them. Now, that doesn't mean that they can't work at all. Farmers are facing a big shortage of workers because of the crackdown at the border that Trump started and Biden hasn't changed. Now, they would be outside, which reduces the risk of infection. It's hard work and the pay is low, but that's the price of freedom. Thanks for listening.